T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so new Twitter standards. Got this?
Okay.
Okay, it is so horrifying that the president might suggest that violent rioting might be met with violence in return that the tweet has to be hidden so as not to, you know, upset anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because people would be horrified, traumatized, probably would need counseling, you know, that kind of thing. But if you would like to plan said violence using your Twitter account, coordinate where you're going to burn, riot, loot, that kind of thing, where there's stuff to steal, stuff like that. That will be fine.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're President Trump and you want to do anything that even remotely suggests that illegal acts and acts of violence will be met with force. That is too horrific to be read and must be censored. However, those actual, again, incidents of violence, if you want to plan those on Twitter, that'll be fine. Twitter is allowing its users to coordinate criminal behavior on the platform, with dozens of tweets identifying looting targets still up on the site, despite the fact that the site was notified by concerned citizens. Hey, they're literally planning to loot and rob these stores, these places, to burn them, loot, rob, whole thing, and openly on Twitter. And that's apparently not a problem. It's okay. But if the president suggests they shouldn't do it, I guess then we have a problem, right? That's the standard there.
How do
the lawyers even write rules for that on the platform?
Law has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah, but good luck defending that in court, because they're going to end up in court with Trump's new, you know, censorship rules.
Oh, yeah.
The company has, however, changed the description of its official account to hashtag Black Lives Matter. So I suppose somehow planning your robbery and riot has something to do with Black Lives, and you can go ahead and do that on Twitter.
Okay.
I wonder what would happen if you and I, like, we got mad over the absolute appalling, abominable lack of justice by federal law enforcement, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you and I got mad, and we decided that what we really needed to do was just go blow some up. It would make us feel better, right? Do you think that'd be okay on Twitter?
Probably not. We'd probably be labeled domestic terrorist.
Yeah, and rightfully so. But I mean, that was last week, though,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, like, I know where the Department of Justice building is. Should I just go burn that down? Because I'm a little frustrated at the slow lack of justice. See, instead of waiting for a week, less than a week, for George Floyd to be charged, we've been waiting 3.5 years for justice. And so, I mean, I had no idea till this weekend that I had a right to burn something down, Lee. What should we burn?
I'm going to be very careful here.
I'm, of course, being totally sarcastic.
I know that you are.
This is, and I would never burn anything down, nor have I ever done it. But, you want to talk about injustice. I'll get you some injustice right here. This is the kind of thing that revolutions start over in countries. The FISA reauthorization vote, you see that? The whole FISA process, the FBI does. Those are some cops there, right? Those are the highest cops in the land. We don't like dirty cops, do we? Isn't that what this whole weekend's about?
Yeah,
and if you don't like dirty cops, you have a right to do whatever it takes to show the world you don't like them. Well, here's something that ought to make you mad.
Silence equals consent.
Yeah.
Yes, we were told that.
Silence equals consent. Okay, well, let me read this to you. Two-thirds of Congress, just to give you some background, two-thirds of Congress voted to re-up the horrific Stalinist FISA court system that has been so horribly abused by the FBI and turned into essentially a research tool for use by the Democrat Party in violation of so many of our Bill of Rights amendments. I've lost track. But they vote, two-thirds voted to re-up it anyway, which is almost inexplicable. But then something crazy happened. This IG report came out, and those two-thirds of Republicans who voted to re-up FISA reversed their votes because what was in it was so horrific. You want to know what that is? Here's some real law enforcement abuse, widespread too, not just one guy. Within the 17-page memo, the IG notified Attorney General Bill Barr and FBI Director Chris Wray, listen to this, that all of the claimed FISA processes in every FBI field office, 100% in America, are grossly deficient. And in all cases, there is zero compliance with FISA standards. No rights. So, let's say we do our own chant. No rights, no justice, no peace. Your Fourth Amendment rights are shot to hell. You don't have any at this point at the federal level. You want to talk about some dirty cops? Let me read that to you again. Because that reversed the votes of two-thirds of Republicans. IG report. All FISA processes in every FBI field office are grossly deficient, and in most cases, there is zero compliance with FISA standards. That was presented to Congress. They reversed their votes. You talk about dirty cops.
Well, dirty congressmen, too.
Yeah, dirty congressmen, too. So what do I get to burn down? See, that's the thing. I don't get to burn down anything. I'd spend years in federal prison if I tried it, wouldn't I?
Well, only thing I get to burn is some charcoal briquettes in the backyard.
Yeah, preferably in the smoker. You bring some of that in for me. That'd be good.
Okay.
Whatever you're making back there.
Right.
Obviously, I would never resort to violence. But you want to talk injustice by law enforcement. Here it is. And one half the country's told, you don't get justice. You'll never get justice. Not even if they illegally pull your IRS records and audit you, turn your life upside down, break you financially, audit you personally, audit your business. I mean, 25%, think about this, 25% of those who donated, I'll never get over this, to the Tea Party in any way were audited. Their plan at the IRS was to audit 100% punitively, just to punish folks for being a part of the wrong group. Can you imagine the hell that would break out if everyone associated with Antifa was automatically audited?
Yeah.
And I think you see CNN set their own building on fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Self-emulation there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but this is what we live with on this side of the country. So I am sick and tired of turning my TV on and hearing that because I'm white, things are fair for me in this country?
Yeah.
No. Not the case. You have the wrong set of political views in this country. The IRS has already been weaponized against us. We know for a fact that our president and everyone around him was spied on for political purposes. And we know that these dirty cops flat out perjured themselves and lied to the court. Can you imagine if the Minneapolis PD dared to lie to the court, Lee?
Yeah.
And got caught?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. They'd burn the rest of the precincts to the ground. And the mayor'd let them. But if it's the FBI framing people on our side, it's okay. So believe me, don't tell me I don't know about injustice, because I know about injustice very, very well. I'm real familiar with it. So is half the country. We live in a dual justice system. And yet we would never be allowed, Lee, to comport ourselves the way these people did this weekend.
Well, to me, it's very interesting that we are actually, many of these cities and states are in states of emergency already.
I know.
And yet these crowd, and I don't, I haven't heard anybody talk about any parade permits. And I also feel like that, as I said earlier this morning, I assume now that the pandemic is over.
Yeah, you can only assume
because
that.
Because there is, you know, we have nobody in the media or in the halls of Congress or anybody complaining about people who are not social distancing at protest. That many are wearing masks. I will give them credit for that. Of course, those may not be for medical reasons. They may be for identification purposes or lack thereof. And it just seems really interesting to me that you've heard nobody complaining about these crowds gathering. And obviously not social distancing and putting themselves at risk and others as well for the spread of COVID-19. We're not hearing anything about that.
Yet, out in Charleston, a group of girlfriends who went into a bar owned by one of them that was shut down, decided to have some drinks in a girls' night out party in the middle of this, they got arrested.
Hmm.
Maybe they should just burned it down.
Yeah.
And they get a pat on the back. Yeah, and the police show up. Just say you're with Antifa. It'll be cool. Maybe that's what we do. We just say we're with Antifa. And then we can do whatever we want, right? Yeah. The problem is, though, that we live in a red state, so we can't do whatever we want. Texter writes, very timely that the COVID Trump takedown starts to fade. Now we move to the next phase with anarchy disguised as racial justice. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, I have a small business. If individuals come to burn my place down, they will pay with their life. I have plenty around 30-round magazines on hand to defend my property, as do many people here in the upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, want to play you today's first epic rant because, boy, I mean, if anything sums up this weekend, it is this epic rant by Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York. So when you hear him talking about, listen, we did not have riots in New York when I was mayor, despite the fact that they had some pretty controversial police shootings at the time. And he talks about why. It's today's first epic rant.
First person who threw a brick would have been arrested. The second person who burned a car would have been arrested. The third person who tried to hurt somebody would have been arrested and it would have been over. And the statement to them would be, push it any further and try me and you're going to regret it. I inherited a city that had had two major riots for 8 days. And I left a city in 8 years, no riots, even though we had some very, very controversial police shootings. You just didn't riot under me, Bratton, Safer, and Bernie Kerik. I'm sorry, they never even tried. Well, what should happen here is somebody should take over. Progressive Democrats are incapable of keeping their people safe because they have criminal-friendly policies that are pathetic, that are dangerous, and now we are seeing the result, not only there, but watch the cities that start burning. They're all going to be run by so-called progressive idiot Democrats who let criminals out of jail, who set bail for murderers, and who encourage exactly this kind of thing. Giving up a police precinct, the mayor should resign. Telling police officers to flee a precinct, he should resign and be replaced by somebody who can protect his people. The governor should resign. Because he's had 4 days to protect his people. He is not doing it. This is about protecting people's property and protecting people's lives. One man has died already. How many more are going to die before somebody starts to protect the people of Minnesota, Minneapolis, the people of Atlanta, the people of New York? De Blasio is just as incapable of doing it. And just as fawning as far as criminals are concerned.
Folks, do you know what the message, you know what the lesson is from this weekend? And I hope that black business owners are learning it too. The very same people, I mean, literally the same people who want your gun, who tell you, no, we don't need guns. You don't need guns. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll send the police if you need help. What do we learn this weekend? Police ain't coming. If the people attacking you and your business are part of a liberal privilege group or class, the police aren't coming. They're not coming. They may even stand there and watch your business burn to the ground. They may stand there and watch your spouse beaten half to death. They're not coming. So if anything was instructive this weekend, It is the need for the Second Amendment. You know what gave me chills this weekend? I started the show with this, and I just loved it. We talk in theory a lot about the Second Amendment on this show, and as freedom-loving people, because we don't see it in action much, because for the most part, our country is peaceful. But you got to see it in action this weekend, and there's a video. It was at 8 million views last time I checked it. It gave me chills. And it was in Minneapolis. It was a whole street full of black business owners. And they were armed to the teeth with high caliber weapons, were wearing bulletproof vests, and were standing outside their businesses with their guns prominently displayed. And it gave me absolute chills, because that is what the Second Amendment looks like. And that is awesome. That is awesome. It literally watching it brought me to tears, and I'll tell you why, because you won't see this in the vast majority. I mean, I wasn't crying or anything, but I had tears in my eyes. You will not see this in the vast majority of places in America or in the world. You can't own a business like that. You have no right to defend your business. I mean, you can't own a gun. You have no right to defend your business. You have to wait for the police. And if the authorities in charge believe too many of their voters want to wreck your business, they'll just go with the Democrat. They'll go the Democrat route. Now, there's more of them want to wreck your business than there is of you, so I'll let them tear it apart. Not here. That line of black business owners, 100% black, that is exactly what the Founding Fathers intended. They maybe couldn't have pictured black business owners with guns in America, but they could picture gun owners defending their businesses in America. And it worked. That was the best part. The street had no trash in it. Nothing was burning. There were no looters. There were no rioters. Nothing was smashed. There was no broken glass. There was peace. And it was black business owner after black business owner just armed to the hilt. And you know what was missing? Besides the rioting and the looting and the violence and the broken glass and the fire on that street? You know what you didn't see anywhere in that video? Police. There were no police. They weren't there. So I want to make a proposition this morning. If you are black, go find that video. It's all over the internet. Take a look at it. You don't like the police? You don't trust the government? Welcome to this show. We have a lot of the same grievances. I don't trust the government either, especially not the federal government. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to try to get deep into your psyche. After this week, if you were black, if you were a black business owner, who should you trust more? A group of politicians, doesn't matter the partisan, doesn't matter. A group of people who want to take your guns, or a group of people who want you to have a gun, will encourage you, if you are a law-abiding citizen, to have a gun, who trust you to have the gun. I want everyone to have a gun who is a law-abiding citizen. The more people have a gun in their house, in their hands, the better this country is. So if you support the riots, if you support the burning, if you think this is what it's going to take, why on earth, why for the love of God, do you keep voting for people, if you do, who want to take your gun? You think you're going to let those people take your gun and you're going to get more justice? Are you kidding me? You want to know what it's going to look like? Watch that street of black business owners in Minneapolis. Peace. No rioting, no looting, no fires, no broken glass, and no police. The only thing that made that possible were the guns in their hand. And there is a major political group that wants to take those guns. And this is the same political group that runs every one of these blue cities where these police atrocities are happening. And they want to disarm you. And you want to vote for that? Really? Because I'm here to tell you, I trust you. You don't have a criminal record. You're a law-abiding citizen. I want you to have a gun. I don't care what color you are. The more of us own guns, the safer this country is from tyranny. So just a little something to think about. Hey, Lee, going to jump online with Looper in Easley. Hey, Looper.
Hello. Yeah, I heard Max Masters this morning, the man he can't find, talking about how tough he's going to get. And now he sees all this going on in these cities. I mean, he should have had the guard posted at Columbia and Charlton and Greenville. If you want to show force, show somebody something, Should have had them employed before it even got to the weekend, you know, but now. Then we got these people in the other states. I mean, Trump, he just needs to take control. I mean, just declare martial law and then places in them hotbeds. You know, he can declare martial law and we stop some of this. I mean, I went started grammar school in like 64, first grade. Man, we done devotion and pledge allegiance. I mean, that's what we got down to people in this country. All these people, far right, far left, whatever. It just, I mean, it's just, they took everything out of school. And this is the generations you come up with.
Yeah, and you know what this is too, and thank you, Looper. It's part of all of that, but what we're seeing once again, I think, Lee, on the streets, is just the continuation of dual justice, and there's two sides to it. If you're on the wrong side, you laws apply to you in the absolute extreme, like President Trump and his followers and people associated with the campaign. But if you're on the right side, there's nothing you can't do. You want to burn down a police department? Fine. It's okay. It's all about what group you're in as far as what laws apply or don't apply to you. And we're seeing the flip side of the coin of dual justice in these blue cities.
But it's all because Donald Trump is so divisive, Tara. He's so mean-spirited. It's all his fault. This is all Trump's fault, you know.
Yeah, Blue City.
Because this never happened before Donald Trump.
No, it's not
never,
like it didn't
never,
happen like all never, the time under
no,
Obama.
No, or Bush or
no, it's because Trump's in office.
Kennedy or Johnson or
right.
We could go back a ways.
Yeah, it happens under every president. But yeah, no, I mean, this is just dual justice. And, you know, you got to ask this. I do want to know, why does this seem to only happen for the most part in blue areas, blue mayors, blue police chiefs, blue counties and blue states.
Mm-hmm.
And yet somehow that's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
That's the unbelievable part of this. If it were Trump's fault, this would be happening in red areas. It'd still be hard to make the argument. So since he doesn't run them day to day, the mayors do, the city councils do, they run the police department. But how on earth this is Trump's fault when this keeps happening in blue areas? I am absolutely baffled by that.
Well, you've got to have an enemy. That's the strategy that they're using. Everybody uses this as far as people in positions of power. You want to have a central enemy, someone that you can target your anger toward, whether it's Russia or China or communism or socialism. Or whatever type of ism you want to put out there, whether it is religion or anti-religion or atheism, or there's got to be a target for the anger and for the animosity, and that's what's going on now. Right now, it seems to be that the anger is toward capitalism and representative republics.
Yeah, capitalism. Sure, I'd love to see the direct connection between capitalism. And what we saw George Floyd do that in that video. We don't mm-hmm. we don't know all the facts of that situation, but they make these wild leaps.
Yeah.
And somehow business owners deserve to have their businesses destroyed even if they're black.
Well, because they didn't make that. It goes back to that.
Yeah.
And that the community is owed it.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, we have a pandemic every year, a virus that mutates and has no vaccine. It's called the common cold. Yeah, and it's also at times a coronavirus. Aren't you glad that's over?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said this morning, this must mean now that the whole pandemic, the social distancing, it's all over. It's all over because you have people who are gathering in large crowds all over the place. Now, previously, we've had pastors arrested for having people show up in a parking lot, staying in their cars for them to preach a sermon, which they don't even get out of their car to listen to.
And that was a black pastor, by the way. I played his audio.
In Greenville, Mississippi.
Yes, and I played his audio, and he's screaming because he used to be a drug dealer, and he has, you know, turned his life over to Jesus, and he's absolutely reformed, which is completely awesome. And he said, listen, I mean, I would see people killed, shot, in my neighborhood, and they didn't send this many police cars.
We've had business owners arrested.
Right.
And almost, were jailed, actually put in jail for opening their business. We've had people run off of beaches and out of gathering places and lakefronts.
Dual justice.
But yet now we can have thousands of people in the street rioting, Now, once again, I will make a distinction between the protesters and the rioters and the looters. But protesters don't riot.
But you know what? If you want to protest, you don't have a right to show up on your own time clock and do what you want.
Right, right.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You take a permit out for the protest, and
that's
you do it if you want to do it in public. That's how it works for all of us.
Yeah. That's
you're not supposed to have a special pass that lets you, wow, it's 4:20 in the morning. I think I'll go protest because my ideas are more just than anyone else's. I don't need a permit.
You have a legal right to legally assemble to redress your differences with the government. And that's...
Texter writes, no one burned down the IRS building? That's clearly an oversight.
Careful now, Tara.
I know. Diane, and I'm joking, obviously. Diane in Simpsonville. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I'm a retired police officer from Gwinnett County in Metro Atlanta.
Cool.
In 1984, when I was in the academy, there were several things that I learned when I came to Greenville in 2008 that they didn't teach in the academy here. We learned riot training. We had riot gear in our trunks, and this is in 1984. When I moved to Greenville, I was asking a couple of uniform officers on the street. I said, hey, you know, do you guys have riot training? No. I said, you've got to be kidding me. They said, no. I said, they don't teach it in the academy? Well, no. I said, this is beyond ridiculous and foolish. In regards to the people who were so anti-gun, my words to them are, if that is your stance, then by what you're saying, a pencil misspells words and cars drive drunk. If someone's going to break into your home for a home invasion, and you're there, and your children and your wife is there, and they're going to threaten both of them, and you have nothing but that little mini baseball bat, like they want a teacher's to you,
right?
What are you going to do?
Call the police? I don't know. Hope they get there fast?
No. We have a saying in law enforcement. When seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Yep. Yep. And thank you for your service and for listening to the show. You literally saw that. That was the thing in that video. Black, business owners with their guns protecting their businesses in the streets of Minneapolis. There was no violence, no broken glass, no fire, no looters, and no police.
The Second Amendment is not racist.
No, it's not. Applies to everyone. And all these people, by the way, saying we have no voice, we don't have anything we do. Yes, you do. You're the most empowered people on earth. You can go buy a gun if you have a clean record. Do it. Take advantage, vote, and practice your Second Amendment rights. And here's what folks are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Hey, Tara, I think the big reason we are seeing such chaos is because leftist Dems are losing at the election box, so they are resorting to forcing their way and their beliefs to somehow gain power. The rioting and looting proves it's not about racism or oppression because there is no fear in doing what they do. Look, this is where we are. We no longer have news in our country. We used to have news with a liberal slant. We don't anymore. Instead, the liberal media just lurches from hoax to hoax, leaving economic devastation in their wake in a mad bid to put the left in power. That's all this is. And they truly do leave economic devastation in their wake. This is the black mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, on the riots in Atlanta, the destruction in Atlanta. And what MLK would have thought about that? It's today's second epic rant.
A protest has purpose. When Dr. King was assassinated, we didn't do this to our city. So if you love this city that has had a legacy of black mayors and black police chiefs and people who care about this city, where more than 50% of the business owners in Metro Atlanta are minority business owners. If you care about this city, then go home. You're not honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. You're not protesting anything running out with brown liquor in your hands, breaking windows in this city. T.I. and Killer Mike own half the West Side. So when you burn down this city, you're burning down our community. If you want change in America, go and register to vote. Show up at the polls on June 9th. Do it in November. You are disgracing our city. You are disgracing the life of George Floyd and every other person who has been killed in this country. We are better than this. We're better than this as a city. We are better than this as a country.
It's pretty powerful, huh? It would translate. Because when I heard that, I knew exactly where this was coming from. This is not helping us at the polls. The riots, the presumption that the place you go after the riots is to the target. It's helping Trump. And that's why she said that. It's what she means. I want to wrap the show up today with this from the Greenville News. They did a pretty good summary of the protests downtown and the police response to them, which I think they did a great job. The police, a very classy job. Nobody got hurt. I think it was awesome. But I want to read you this because this is the mentality now. If I'm mad, if I'm aggrieved, it's okay. I could go steal something. I could go destroy somebody's business. Listen to this. After, you know, they tried to march in various parts of downtown and tried to block the interstate. They didn't succeed at that. Listen to this. On Saturday night, the line abruptly shifted down Beatty Place and toward the One Plaza when Quarles, one of the two leaders of the protest, said through a bullhorn that the next destination was the Target on Woodruff Road. The Target Superstore was looted and destroyed and was a symbol of the protest in Minneapolis, where the company is headquartered. At the announcement, this is in Greenville. At the announcement, the crowd began to sprint. About an hour later, a heavy police presence was seen outside the closed Target store, along with other big box stores and shopping centers on Lawrence Road and Woodruff. What on earth does Target have to do with what some police officer did in Minneapolis? I don't know. But folks, it's so bad they've had to close 200 of these across the country because now apparently the thing to do, you get your nightcap and then you hit the Target. Get yourself a PlayStation, maybe a TV, I don't know, whatever. Do it with a smile on your face. Tell people you're mad. You can walk out with whatever you want. This is not, folks, this is not what we want to do in America. It's not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.